does tracing have anything to do with contemporary urban planning on a grand scale?
Yeah.
Like, did it have anything to do with, like, how Beijing was radically altered in advance of the Olympics? I don't have an answer for it. But I'm just sort of posing that, and I guess when reading this, I and then keeping in mind that we are likely going to relate this article to what's going on in Beijing, I really failed. The mapping part, I got it. I like it, it totally relates to Beijing now, but like tracing, I just failed to, and this could be my shortcoming, but like just sort of failed to really even think about how that related to the building of contemporary Beijing and modern Beijing. And certainly it had a lot to do with how Beijing was built during, or maybe it didn't even, during like the Yuan, the Ming, the Qing. But like I just, when you look at the number of villages that were completely just wiped out, you know, which in theory were along trace, like they started out as traces and then moved into villages, et cetera, et cetera, if you follow sort of a historical. I just think, I just wonder. I guess it's my question to the group, how does tracing play into how modern Beijing has been built, particularly?
I feel like tracing is like breathing, and I feel like personally, my actions are, or like the traces I leave are affected more by like what the city does to me than the other way around. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not the one building the CCTV tower. I'm not the one deciding, like, let's put a development there. Mm-hmm. Like, because the development's there, I go to it. Or, like, because this isn't there, I don't go there. You know?
Sure.
I think the most simple sort of manifestations of stuff like that are where you see people who made sort of pathways through hedges or shortcuts.
It's called,
you know,
desire paths.
Yeah.
In urban planning, certain in like landscape architecture, they call it desire paths.
Desire paths.
Which
exactly.
Is just such a sexy.
You know, just
like that dirt path on the grass.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, that's way too sexy of a word for that. Though. Like you're like desire path.
Someone wanted to walk
but
down.
But so
that
Beijing
path.
Is meant to control that.
Absolutely.
You know, like you have those metal grates in the middle of every road.
Absolutely.
You
but
know.
You never can control. Everything.
It's
I
pretty
mean,
close.
Modernism.
Beijing gets pretty close.
Yeah,
I
don't
mean,
know.
I mean, people jaywalk.
There's all kinds of space for improvisation here. I mean, that's what's so. I mean, what's interesting is that we're watching as a kind of a mapping consciousness, which is much more mercantile, like imposes itself on a social consciousness, like the structure of hutongs and all that kind of stuff seems primarily social, right?
Yeah.
And then this mapping consciousness comes in and says, well, for the encouragement of business, for the encouragement of tourism, we need to create landmarks. We need to create direct paths between things, which is like the kind of the opposite of the hutong vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in terms of tracing, like tracing happens in hutongs a lot. You know, there's all kinds of improvisation going on in the way that people either both structure their businesses, structure their houses, structure their lives.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we're kind of watching as mapping kind of goes up against that. Yeah. You know.
But that was the dream of the architects, right? To have like to control everything,
control
to build
everything,
something
yeah.
that could
some
like, define the use
yeah.
of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But they can't. They all realize that they just can't.
But you know, it's also interesting.
Y'all didn't see me. All I'm saying is we need to get some cards and some dominoes, and that would make it much better to sit outside.
Somebody have a cigarette for this man?
The station's just down the street.
We don't have more than 15 people
to call.
Is it 15 at the moment?
I think it's 10 or 15.
I thought it was 3.
Yeah. I thought it was 15.
15.
15.
Oh, 50 for like a large amount, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should just carry on like everything's cool.
Yeah.
That way they don't think everything's cool.
Yeah.
We are. I was unsure about this.
Because we keep staring at them. Look at these.
But theoretically, this is big, interesting.
Okay, so like, I guess look at the things that work in Beijing. I think as an example of control. Like the courtyards inside all the like my apartment complex and stuff. Like people do exactly what was meant for it. You know, they like, I have all these old people, you know, like sitting out talking to each other. And it's not like it's necessarily bad, but people do it in like, and yeah, the play sets exactly. Like,
or like those machines.
Exercise. Yeah, 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 the exercise machines, you know, like, there's spaces for walking their dogs and stuff. And I mean, it is good, like they recognize a need in the community, but people follow that group exactly. So like, if you know, desire paths aside, basically, I feel like most of the city. Yeah, no, I think it is social control, exactly. And so it's kind of working.
Which is another level, no.
I mean, do you think it's social control?
But it's built, you know, like, you have like these giant buildings that kind
of
funnel out the one courtyard, you know?
Of course, but that doesn't mean that you could not possibly do anything else. But you have, plus you have the social control because society.
Elaine, is it all good?
The way that you will have like people looking at you or whatever it is, like all these people trying to check what the hell you're doing.
Do you need us to do anything?
Check piano.
I'm just wanting to know who you guys are.
Sure, we can have an aid.
Hey, what's that guy? I'm calling. Positive.
Which guy? That one?
The
dude on the bike who had
the barn
band.
So you're saying that there's these exercise equipment on the corners and people use it?
Yeah.
Well, people also like are gathering in parks and are just on random street sides, right?
In Beijing.
And all over China.
Yeah,
like,
and so
like they don't just use the state prescribed exercise equipment. They're also just doing all those random exercises that you're like, oh, that's not really an exercise. That's not an exercise.
They also like gave out little sports packs
true.
Every game, right?
Yeah.
That make use of.
I think it's interesting though about at least 20th century history of like Beijing hutongs is that the way we perceive of like communal hutong atmosphere really didn't exist before 1949.
Yeah.
I mean, they were really originally built for extremely private, you know, purposes. And it wasn't until sort of
private by the standards of said that, like, I feel like in 1949, the concept of private, our concept of private, might have been
very
different.
Damn straight, it was very different. And the thing is that it changed. I think it's also been the most amazing things that would occur for Chinese people, literally from the 30s
that's
up
the
until
wrong
80s.
Like
it's
theory.
On the open right now.
Theory is like,
is that
that's almost concrete.
They had complete. Just like overhaul, what has been, you know,
multiple
like,
times over every 10 years.
You know, starting
maybe
like
every
Republican movement,
talking about our
Andrew.
Yeah.